Bluzologija 272. Autor i voditelj Saša Markićević.
Dva časa, dobro vam veče i dobrodošli na još dva časa druženja sa bluzom. Bluzologija 202. Večeras vam je pripremila jedan specijalitet. Naime, svi znamo da su Rolling Stonesi svoju karijeru davnih 60. godina počeli kao blues band i rhythm i blues band. Kasnije, na njihovim prvim albumima su uglavnom bile obrade blues i rhythm i blues standarda. Kasnije su počeli da pišu svoje kompozicije, ali tokom čitave karijere se na njihovim albumima provlačila poneka blues numera. Pa bi bilo interesantno čuti kako te numere koje znamo u izvođenju Stonesa zvuče originalu. Tako da ćemo čuti čitav niz kompozicija sa albuma Stonesa, ali ovoga puta u originalu. Na svom prvom albumu, nazvanom jednostavno Rolling Stones, koji je objavljen inače 16. aprila 1964. godine, našla se i kompozicija Route 66. Nju je napisao američki kompozitor Bobby Troup i doživjela je mnogo verzija. Prvu verziju snimio je Nat King Cole sa svojim triom i to je bila kompozicija koja je dospela na rhythm i blues i pop liste časopisa Billboard, što je ono vreme bilo retko da neki džezer zaluta na te liste. Dakle, Nat King Cole trio i kompozicija Route 66 snimljena 1946. godine.
The best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to LA. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip when you make that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks
on Route 66.
I Just Want to Make Love to You, kompozicija Willija Dixona, koju je 1954. napisao i snimio je Muddy Waters. Dospela je na četvrto mesto na Billboardovoj listi Rhythm & Blues bestsellera. Veliki uspjeh za Muddy Watersa u ono vreme, mada negde stoji potpisano da je Muddy Waters autor ono McKinley Morganfield, međutim ipak je Willie Dixon. Stonesi su i ovu kompoziciju uvrstili na svoj prvi album, ali u mnogo bržem tempu, u maniru Bo Diddleya sa sve zvečkama, i zvučala je potpuno drugčije. Još jedna sa prvog albuma Stonesa, I'm a King Bee, kompozicija koju je napisao Slim Harpo, doduše potpisana je njegovim pravim imenom James Moore, snimljena je 1957. godine i takođe je jedna od mnogo obrađivanih blues kompozicija.
Well, I'm a king bee, buzzing around your hive. Well, I'm a king bee, buzzing around your hive. Well, I can make honey, baby, let me come inside. I'm young and able to buzz all night long. I'm young and able to buzz all night long. Well, when you hear me buzzing, baby, some stinging is going on. Well, buzz a while, sting it then.
can be. Want you to be my queen. Well, I'm a king bee. Want you to be my queen. Together we can make honey the world have never seen.
I stand before you with my heart in my hand. I want you to read it, Mama, hoping that you'll understand. Well, baby, Mama, please don't dog me round. I'd rather love you, baby, than anyone else I know in town. Cause you so nice and loving, and you have such pleasing ways. If you take me to your home, be there the rest of my days. That's the truth, Mama. Well, you know I wouldn't lie if I don't love you, baby. Well, I swear I hope to die. Well, baby, don't you want a man like me? Well, baby, don't you want a man like me? You think only about future, forget about your used to be. When my days are long and dreary and the sun refuses to shine, I would never be blue and lonely if I knew that you were mine. Well, baby, will you make everything all right? Can I have you today, babe, or will it be tomorrow night? This is my confession, Mama, and I'm thrilled by all your charm. Well, it seems that I'm in heaven when you hold me in your arms. Well, baby, you can't have me for yourself. You are meant for me, Mama. I don't want nobody else.
.15, slušate Bluzologiju Beograd 202 i u ovom delu emisije slušamo originalne kompozicije koje su Rolling Stonesi obradili i uvrstili na svoje albume. Ovo je bila kompozicija Confessing the Blues koju su napisali zajednički pijanista i band lider iz Kansas City-a Jay McShane i pevač u njegovom big bandu Walter Brown. Ovu kompoziciju snimili su 1940. godine i to je bio njihov najveći zajednički hit, a našla se na EP-u 5x5 Rolling Stonesa, koji je objavljen avgusta 1964. godine. A single Stonesa iz novembra 1964. godine sadržavao i kompoziciju Little Red Rooster Willija Dixona, koju je Dixon napisao za Howlin' Wolfa. Howlin' Wolf je snimio ovu kompoziciju 1961. godine, a Stonesi novembra 1964.
Child, don't you wanna go? Woman, I'm trouble. I be all good now. Well, babe, I just can't be satisfied, and I just can't keep on. Well, I feel like snapping pistol in your face. I'm gonna let some graveyard lord be her resting. Woman, I'm trouble, I be all wood mine. Well, baby, I can't never be satisfied, and I just can't keep on. Bell ring, looking for come on, baby, I didn't see not a normal thing. Well, when I was 12, I was gone with mine. Well, honey, I could never be satisfied, and I just couldn't keep up. Well, I know my little baby, she gon' jump and shout. That old train delayed me, Lord, and I come walking out. I'll be in trouble, I'll be all right now. Well, honey, ain't no way to work for me to be satisfied, and I just can't keep on going.
I Can Be Satisfied, još jedna kompozicija koju su Stonesi uvrstili na svoj drugi album, objavljen 15. januara 1965. godine. Inače, ovu kompoziciju je napisao Muddy Waters i prvi put je snimio 1952. godine za kompaniju Chess. Upravo smo čuli tu verziju. I još jedno Muddy Waters, to nije ni čudo s obzirom da su Rolling Stonesi uzeli i ime po Watersovoj kompoziciji Rolling Stone Blues. Ovoga puta kompozicija se zove Look What You Done, napisao je Muddy Waters, snimio 1960. godine, a Stonesi su je uvrstili na američko izdanje, američki album December's Children and Everybody's, koji u Americi je objavljen 4. decembra 1965. godine. Inače, do 1967. albumi su se razlikovali po kompozicijama i rasporedu kompozicija u Velikoj Britaniji i u Americi. U Velikoj Britaniji politika diskografskih kuća bila da singlove ne objavljuju na albumima. Dakle, kompozicije koje su objavljivane na singlovima nisu uvrštavane na albume, a u Americi je bilo obratno. Kompozicije koje su već bile popularne kao singlovi uvrštavane su na albume, a izbacivane neke manje važne. No, mi slušamo Muddy Watersa i Look What You Done.
out of Parkinson. Left home by himself, home by himself. Out of Parkinson, left home by himself. Parkinson left home by himself. And that's the way for me to get along. And in the last word, I might not hurt him, sir, might not hurt him, sir. And the last word, I might not hurt him, sir. Last word, I might not hurt him, sir. Said I'm going to tell my father, give me all of mine today. Gonna tell my father, give me all of mine today. Gonna tell my father, give me all of mine today. And that'd be the way for me to get along. And the poor boy got all he had, and he started on down the road. Started on down the road. He got all he had, and he started on down the road. Got all he had and he started on down the road. And that's the way for me to get along. Said I'm going somewhere out in this world and God never do know it. God never do know it. I'm going somewhere out in this world and God never do know it. I'm going somewhere out in this world and God never do know it. And that and way for me to get along. And the poor boy got away from home and spent all that he had, spent all that he had. He got away from home and spent all that he had. He got away from home and spent all that he had. And that was no way for him to get along. Spent all he had, and a famine come in the land, a famine come in the land. Spent all he had, and a famine come in the land. Spent all he had, and a famine come in the land. Then he said, I believe I'll go and hide myself to some man, myself to some man. But I'll go and hide myself to some man. I'll go and hide myself to some man. That'd be the way for me to get along. And the man told me, give you a job, boy, to feed my swine, boy, to feed my swine. I'll give you a job, boy, to feed my swine. I'll give you a job, boy, to feed my swine. And that'd be the way for you to get along. And the poor boy stood and he hung his head and cried, hung his head and cried. Poor boy stood and he hung his head and cried. Poor boy stood and he hung his head and cried. I believe I'll rise. I believe I'll go back home. Believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll rise. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll rise. I believe I'll go back home. And that'd be the way for me to get along. And as far down the road, friend, as his father could see, as a father could see. Far down the road, friend, as a father could see. Far down the road, friend, as his father could see. He said, I believe that's my son coming home to me, coming home to me. I believe that's my son, he's coming home to me. I believe that's my son, he's coming home to me. And that'd be the way for us to get along. Ain't fool, I run to him and he fell down on his knees, fell down on his knees. And his father run to him and he fell down on his knees. Father run to him and he fell down on his knees. I'm just crying and praying. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. I'm just crying and praying. Lord, have mercy on me. Just crying and praying. Lord, have mercy on me. Yet I'm so glad Lord sent my son home to me. My son home to me. So glad the Lord sent my son home to me. The Lord sent my son home to me. And that's the way for us to get along. And the poor boy stood and he hung his head and cried, hung his head and cried.
Prodigal Son, kompozicija Reverend Robert Wilkinsa iz 1964. godine. Našla si na albumu Beggar's Banquet Rolling Stones, koji je objavljen 6. decembra 1968. godine. I evo, čuli smo i originalnu verziju, koja se inače vrlo retko može čuti. A što se tiče Roberta Johnsona, i on je bio jedan od ljudi koji su inspirisali Stonese da se bave i bluesom. Na albumu Let It Bleed iz 1969. godine našla se i obrada Johnsonove kompozicije Love in Vain.
All my love and pain. You got to move. You got to move. You got to move, child. You got to move. But one day long, get ready. You got to move. You may be high, you may be low, you may be rich, you may be poor, but one and long, get ready, you got to move. You see that woman that walked the street. You see that policeman out on the beat. But one in love, get ready, you got to move. You got to move, child, you got to move, but one and all, get ready.
Ovo Mississippi Fred McDowell, You Got the Move, kompozicija koju on snimio 1965. godine, a 1971. godine našla se i na albumu Sticky Fingers Rolling Stonesa. Da vas podsjetimo, slušamo originalne kompozicije koje su inače Stonesi uvrštavali na svoje albume, reči naravno o blues kompozicijama. Posle Mississippi Fred McDowella još jednom Robert Johnson, ovoga puta jedna možda manje poznata kompozicija Stop Breaking Down Blues, snimljena 1937. godine, Robert Johnson je snimio, a 1972. godine Stonesi napravili obradu te kompozicije i uvrstili na dvostruki album Exile on Main Street.
My mind. Some pretty mama, she starts breaking down. Stop breaking down. Please stop breaking down. All the stuff I gotta burn your brain out, baby. Ooh, it'll make it lose your mind. I can't walk the streets now to contemplate my mind. Down. Please stop breaking down. The stuff I got a bunch of brain out, baby. Ooh, it'll make you lose your mind. You know the Saturday night women now, they love the aping clown. They won't do nothing but tell you. Reputation down, stop breaking down. breaking down. The stuff I got about your brain, that baby, it'll make you lose your mind. Now I give my baby that 99 degrees. She jump up and throw the pistol down on me. Stop breaking down. Please stop breaking down. This stuff I got up at your brain, that baby, it'll make you lose your mind. Draws him on his bow. That don't make you feel proud, babe. You know it don't go. Stop breaking down. Please stop breaking down. Stuff I got about your brain, that baby. Woo-hoo-hoo. It'll make you lose your mind.
Poziciju svi dobro znamo, Manish Boy, Muddy Watersa, snimljena 1955. godine za kompaniju Chess, a našla se i na albumu Love You Live Rolling Stonesa, koji je objavljen 1977. godine sa snimcima njihove velike turneje iz prethodne godine. Kompoziciju Got My Mojo Working prva je snimila Ann Cole 1956. godine, a napisao je Preston Red Foster, njen suprug i pijanista. Ann Cole je napisala tekst i snimili su 1956. godine tu kompoziciju koja je ubrzo postala blues standard. Stonesi su je također snimili, odnosno našla se na snimku njihovog koncerta i na live albumu. kada su nastupili sa Muddy Watersom, njihovim idolom, u Chicagu, Checkerboard Lounge-u 1981. godine. Slušamo Ann Cole i Got My Mojo Working.
Hey! till I want no more.
Rock Me Baby, poznata kompozicija koju su napisali B.B. King i Joe Josiah, snimljena je 1964. godine, B.B. King je snimio, a Stonesi su napravili svoju verziju pesme i objavili na albumu Live Leaks iz 2004. godine. Album Blue and Lonesome iz 2016. godine sadržavao je obrade blues kompozicija koje su Stonesi voleli i izvodili na koncertima. Tako da ćemo čuti tri kompozicije sa ovog albuma. Prva se zove I'm Just Your Fool, dosta se vrtela u verziji Stonesa i na 202. A snimili su je Buddy Johnson i njegova sestra Ella Johnson. Buddy Johnson je imao svoj big band, a Ella je pevala u tom big bandu. I ta kompozicija je ubrzo nazvana Rhythm and Blues himnom. Blue and Lonesome objavljen je 2. decembra 2016. A mi slušamo originalnu verziju kompozicije I'm Just Your Fool.
I know what you will do.
Još jedna kompozicija koja se dosta vrtala na 202-ci kada su Stonesi objavili album Blue and Lonesome 2016. godine, Just Like I Treat You, Willija Dixona. Ovoga puta čuli smo originalnu verziju koju je otpeo Willie Dixon napisao za Howlin' Wolfa, tako da je Howlin' Wolf snimio ovu kompoziciju 1960. I posljednja sa Blue and Lonesome, Everybody Knows About My Good Thing, kompozicija koju su napisali Lermon Horton i Miles Grayson, a snimio je 1972. godine Johnny Taylor. Na albumu Blue and Lonesome takođe se vrtila na talasima 202-ke. Mi slušamo originalnu verziju Little Johnny Taylora, a onda prelazimo na album za vašu blues diskoteku. Little Johnny Taylor, Everybody Knows About My Good Thing, kompozicija iz 1972. godine i obrada Stones na albumu Blue and Lonesome od pre 3 godine. Album za vašu blues diskoteku večeras je vezan takođe i za Veliku Britaniju kao i Rolling Stones. Ovoga puta John Mayle i Blues Breakers i album Hard Road iz 1967. godine. To je treći album Johna Mayla i Blues Breakersa i drugi studijski album, s obzirom da je njegov album Prvenac bio snimljen uživo u klubu Klux Klik u Londonu, a prvi studijski album sa Ericom Claptonom doživeo je pohvale kritike i interesovanje publike. Međutim, i tu je bilo problema, jer je pre snimanja tog albuma Eric Clapton bio napustio Blues Breakers-e i sa grupom prijatelja otišao na odmor u Grčku. John Mayle se našao u nevolji i tražio gitaristu koji bi mogao da zameni Claptona i tu je naišao na preporuku Johna Vernona, njegovog producenta, na Petera Greena. Peter Green je sjajno obavio zadatak ali kad je Kleptonu dosadio odmor u Grčkoj, vratio se, a Mail mu je bio obećao da će ga njegovo mesto gitariste čekati, pa makar se vratio. Tako da je Peter Green izvisio. Međutim, 1966. godine Clapton definitivno napušta Blues Breakers-e i formira trio Cream. Opet se našao Mail u nevolji i opet je zvao Petera Greena, mada nije očekivao da će ovaj prihvatiti poziv s obzirom na prethodno iskustvo. Međutim, Peter Green je bio voljan da zameni Erika Claptona, makoliko to teško bilo i makoliko ga publika dočekala na nož kada se prvi put pojavio sa Mailovim Blues Breakersima. Međutim, ubrzo se ispostavilo da je Peter Green sjajan gitarista i da je više nego dostojna zamena Eriku Claptonu i publika ga je prihvatila, a i Mel ga je zavolao jer je dozvolio da piše i svoje kompozicije i da ih peva, što inače nije bio običaj. Blues Breakersi su bili njegov bend i on je tu bio gazda. Tako da su se na albumu Hard Road našlo 14 kompozicija, 8 je napisao Mail, ostale su obrade, a 2 je napisao Peter Green. Mi slušamo 3 kompozicije sa prve strane ovog albuma, Hard Road, Johna Maila, You Don't Love Me, obrada kompozicije Willija Cobbsa, gde Peter Green peva vodeći vokal, i instrumentalnu kompoziciju Freddie Kinga i Sonia Thompsona, The Stumble, koja je bila redovna na repertoaru svih perspektivnih blues gitarista u Velikoj Britaniji tog vremena. Ovoga puta Peter Green je u glavnoj ulozi kao gitarista. Hard Road, You Don't Love Me i The Stumble, John Mail i njegovi Blues Breakersi.
Try! You better be on your merry way.
Album za vašu blues diskoteku, John Mayle and the Blues Breakers, Hard Road, album iz 1967. godine, njegov album sa Peterom Greenom. Pored Mayla i Greena, tu su bili basista John McVie, dvojica bubnjara su se smenjivala, Huey Flint i Ainsley Dunbar, a u duvačkoj sekciji Johnny Almond, Alan Skidmore i Ray Worley, svi iskusni jazz muzičari, koji su i ranije sarađivali sa Mayleom. Inače, Hard Road je dobio jako dobre kritike. Kritičari su posebno hvalili Greenovo sviranje. Tvrdili su da je to osvežilo Mayleovu muziku. A album je dospio na 8. mesto britanske liste albuma, što je treći najbolji uspeh za Mayleove albume, s obzirom da su njegovi albumi Barry Wires i Blues Breakers bolje bili plasirani. Barry Wires na trećem, a Blues Breakers sa Ericom Claptonom na šestom mestu. Inače, Tim Rock je rangirao album na 14. mesto top 30 britanskih blues rock albuma svih vremena, a album je doživio i nekoliko reizdanja. 2003. godine je objavljen dvostruki CD na kome su svi snimci iz tog perioda koje je Peter Green radio sa Mayleom, nekih 36 kompozicija, a 2006. je objavljen remasterovani single CD sa bonusima. U svakom slučaju, album Hard Road vredi imati, a mi slušamo još tri kompozicije sa njega. Leaping Christine je Mayleova kompozicija, Sunday After a While, stari blues standard Freddie Kinga i Sonia Thompsona, i instrumentalna kompozicija The Supernatural, koju je napisao Peter Green i koja je bila u stvari najsvetliji moment na ovom albumu, jer je bila potpuno netipična i za Mayla, a i za dotadašnje gitariste. A kad je budete čuli, bit će vam jasno i gde je Carlos Santana našao svoju inspiraciju za njegov gitarski zvuk. Leaping Christine, Sunday After a While i Supernatural, John Mayle i Blues Breakers i album Hard Road.
Leave it every night, now leave it all night.
Bila to čuvena kompozicija Supernatural Petera Greena sa albuma Hard Road, John Mayle i njegovih Blues Breakers iz 1967. godine, koja je odmah postala omiljena mnogim gitaristima. Setimo se da je Peter Green obradio, da je Gary Moore obradio Greenovu kompoziciju na albumu Greeny i to bukvalno doslovno preslikao, a svirao je na istoj gitari na kojoj je svirao i Peter Green, pošto je on bio vlasnik te gitare u kasnim godinama. Toliko o albumu Hard Road. Idemo dalje i slušamo neke koncertne snimke. Recimo, jedan od četiri čuvena koncerta u Filmoristu 1971. godine, Allman Brothers Benda, sa drugog koncerta održanog 12. marta. Slušamo kompoziciju Don't Keep Me Wondering Grega Allmana i Allman Brothers u najboljem izdanju.
Oh, Every morning, every morning, the willows weeping more for me. Come on for me, guitar. hard to believe.
Bila ovo kompozicija Bleeding Heart Elmora Jamesa, a čuli smo je u obradi Jimi Hendrixa, snimljenu u živu u Albert Hallu u Londonu u februara 1969. godine. Iste godine, ali na čuvenom festivalu Woodstock nastupio Johnny Winter. Slušamo njegovu kompoziciju Leland Mississippi Blues.
Ah, yeah. Oh,
went down on 31st Street to buy me a jug of alcohol. I went down on 31st Street to pick up a jug of alcohol. I told the man to put in some water, and he wouldn't put any drop at all. Well, I went drinking my street hockey, and I went walking on down the street. I went drinking my street hockey. I went walking down the street. My ass felt so heavy, and my hair was needed. I need a better speed. Sure like gin. That little girl I got sure put me in the spit I'm in. Well, I went down on 31st. Pick up a jug of alcohol. Told the man to put in some water, and he wouldn't put any drop at all. Whiskey make you drowsy, sherry get you high, the common cold could kill you. Whiskey sure will dry your eyes. I went down on 31st Street, oh, yeah, to pick up a jug of alcohol. Told a man to put in some water, but he won't put any drop at all. 91%. That's 92. It's gonna make a 93. What can I do? Hey, bartender! Don't make a 94. 95%. '96, '97, '98, 99%. '99% alcohol. I will make it 100%. Who's gonna care at all?
Sedam minuta do ponoći, vreme je da se oprostimo od vas i posle Rory Gallaghera i snimka sa njegove turneje iz Irske 1974. godine. Za kraj smo ostavili Gary Moore-a, adekvatna kompozicija, odnosno naslov kompozicije King of the Blues. Njegova kompozicija snimljena na njegove turneje 1992. godine uz veliki pozdrav od Neše Saboljevića, Saše Markovića i Saše Markićevića. Posle ponoći zna se sledi noćni program Beograd 202 širom zatvorenih očiju. Sa vama će biti Vlada Todorović. Mi se čujemo naredne nedelje u 22 časa sa novostima iz sveta bluza.
She wasn't there.